This podcast is very not safe for work.
Friday Night Fan Fiction presents My Immortal by Tara Gillespie. Part 4.
I wish I didn't have a hum on my words.
That's honestly because of stuff going on in your background.
I know. Can I fix it? Steve, help me fix it. Buy me a new house that has a space I can fix it in.
You could always live in my house, Dave.
I don't wanna. Your bed is uncomfortable.
Where are we starting at today?
Page 34. I'm scared, guys.
Why are you afraid?
I don't want this train to end.
Oh, this train never stops rolling, baby.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Broadcasting on a Friday for once.
It's weird. Why are we doing this? I hate this. This sucks.
Because we have My Immortal to finish. They haven't even heard the first part of the first half, and we're gonna spoil everything by starting right in the middle of the night.
Eh, whatever. They've heard this story before.
I've never heard this story before.
I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Val. Sean will be here later, and we are gonna be reading the second half of My Immortal by Tara Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Yeah, Gillespie.
You know, like the character from Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah. So how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Just got back from physical therapy. And also buying an axe.
For my birthday?
Well, yes, it is, in fact, for your birthday, but it's not for you. It's for me.
See, Logan's that kind of person who gives himself gifts on other people's birthdays.
How are you doing, Dave?
Hungry. I had to go to the DMV to get a new driver's license today.
Oh.
Did you spend the $35 on Taco Bell like I asked you to?
The wife is currently doing that.
Oh, hell yeah.
How are you going to spend $35 on Taco Bell? That's an insane amount of money.
That's the challenge.
Well, I put in a larger than normal order, and then she will probably get the difference.
Wonderful. And how are you doing, Val?
Good. Just ate. I was able to be productive. I did some kickboxing this morning for my workout.
Oh, very awesome. And apparently I was offered 3 free foam rolling sessions.
Not foam rolling, like stretching.
Wait, do you have to roll the foam or do they roll the foam for you?
Yes, I have to go to a factory and roll foam for a couple hours.
My personal trainer had already offered a free 30-minute stretch session to Steve-O. And then while we were cooling down at the end of the session, she was asking me, so what are your plans for this weekend? I'm like, we're going to celebrate Steve-O's birthday.
And also the fact that Logan bought an axe.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the axe yet.
An axe for which to grind.
So how old is it going to be? Oh, 33. She decided that not only he's going to get one, but now he's going to get 3 free sessions. One because it's his birthday. Another one because he's my husband. And the third one because he's going to be 33.
Yeah, he's going to be an old man who needs lots of it.
I need some reflexology. My pancreas hurts.
Who needs a prosthetic leg when you can just cover it up with an axe?
I need to roll out my spine on a piece of foam.
We have a bunch of people already hanging out. We will be contacting you one at a time after we're done our first initial rotation to come on in and read a page with us, and then we'll send you back. And if you're still here when we get to the end of it,
see who's still alive.
See who's still alive.
This is Temptation Island and you're all potential mates.
Oh god, no, please.
Well, hopefully David can't mate with anyone anymore.
What?
He can. The mating is just always unsuccessful.
The best win ratio right there.
And if for some reason you have to leave at a particular time, Steve, do please send us a PM.
Steve.
What?
I must leave.
Why?
Bye.
No.
David.
Goodbye.
No.
You said
David,
all I had to do
leave,
was say.
David, I will create a Taco Bell monster to eat you.
Oh my god.
And I will rescind my $35 so you'll have to pay for that Taco Bell monster out of your own pocket.
Oh shit.
All right, so first up is me being refereed by I don't care.
Steve.
What?
First, we should go to Japan because they now have a 48-piece McNugget meal.
Oh, God.
Why 48?
I don't know, but let's do it.
Do they serve it to me in 4 egg containers?
It's for the continental 48 states.
It's contiguous 48, not continental.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever.
Can we make a giant mosaic of chicken nuggets in the shape of America?
And the bucket that it's on is embossed with the ABK 48 girls.
What?
Oh, so that's why.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always like my females made entirely out of chicken nuggets.
So let's go get the J-pop McNuggets.
Okay. I'm starting at page 34. They were cheesing my name, and some reporters were there trying to interview Dumbledore. A banner was put up. Lots of fucking preps were there, obviously trying to be gothic.
Steve, it's pronounced Oviosling.
Oviosling. How's that one?
It's good. I like it. It hums in my ear.
I'm going to pulse stretch that for 30 minutes. Just
put like never ending reverb on it so it haunts you for the rest of your life.
Or I'll make the reverb so absurd that it starts feeding back onto itself and building for eternity.
Ooh. That's a bad idea.
That's a great idea if I want people to be deaf.
Lunge that and call it an experimental album, and then people will buy that shit.
Hey, Logan.
Yes.
We should get a copy of WWE 2K18, and then we can make wrestlers in it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Shigeru Miyamoto makes an announcement. I've replaced the Mario Brothers with two McNuggets.
No, I want to make Shigeru Miyamoto in wrestling now. His special move is a curb stomp labeled the Mushroom Stamp.
Aww.
His special move is him getting very angry about you making a bad Metroid game.
Oh, Sugi!
Trying to be begothic, wearing the HIM sign on their hands, despite them not having actually heard of him. Even Mr. Norris looked happy. Is that still Black, or should I say Blake?
Say Black, but Russian.
Okay.
Black.
A black and red cake had been brought out. Krabby and Goik.
Krebek and Goik.
Isn't that a slur?
Oh, jeez.
I'm pretty sure it's the mixture of goy and the other word that I'm not going to say.
So a Jewish, not Jewish person.
Yes.
Set up some fireworks.
Or warks.
Warks.
Yep.
You got to grind your jaw when you say it.
You got to spit a bunch in your mic.
That's why you have the splash guards.
Is that what those are?
I have an enclosure frame on it at this point. Fireworks!
Oh, God.
In the shape of skulls from Wesley's Wizard Wises. I put on my invisibility cloak with Vampire and Draco, and we sneaked outside to Geether.
Invisibility cloak just... Oh, yeah, no one can see me.
Brad, we can see you very clearly hanging above the stall.
We wish we couldn't see you.
Chapter 28, author's note. I seed, stop.
Yeah, what does it say?
Guthlebang. The story, it was a miscat, ween, profsor, relori, seed dat. Okay, 1111111. Go to fucking hell, 1111. Usuk! Fangs to Filey for to help, 1. Raven, have fun with Kiwi, 1111111.
Wait, she's going to New Zealand?
Yeah.
Nah, sticking 7 Kiwis in her vagina.
Why in her vagina? They're much better in the ass.
Yeah, but if you, like, squeeze really hard, you've got... Kiwi buttons.
Get some kiwi juice.
Kiwi
buttons. No, that is not kiwi juice that anyone wants to drink. Thank you very much.
Hey, budget juicer is your own asshole.
Exactly.
Logan, never ever become a shiller for infomercials. It won't go well.
It used to be I had to put it in an expensive juicer. Then I discovered that I can just shove it in my rectum, squeeze down, and delicious juice is mine. And I get the suppository pulp and bonus.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Lots of X's, a couple sixes, and lots more X's. We went into a Blake room. Oh, I'm sorry, Black room. The walls were black with portraits of gothic bands like MCR, GC, and Marilyn Mason.
Like the fish.
All over them. A big black coffin was in the middle. Red velvet lined the black box. There were 3 chairs made of bones with real skulls in them.
Oh, that's not comfy.
No. There are a lot of people who didn't make it to the new Smash Brothers.
Oh, God, it looks really good, too.
Hi, Chisholm.
Thank you, dog.
Wait, Chisholm?
Chisholm, we've gone through this joke.
How do you not know what my dog's name is at this point?
Because I don't listen. I'm not a very good listener.
That's true.
You don't listen to Chisholm?
I didn't win the listen contest.
You didn't win the Listen Steve contest?
No, I did not.
What grade was this listen contest in? Are we talking kindergarten or like 11th grade?
It was like 3 weeks ago. But again,
I don't even think it was that long ago.
Well, I don't know because I didn't really pay attention to the calendar either. So.
Also, you have no concept of time anymore.
Yeah, what even is a thing?
I was wearing a black corset bar with purple stuff on it, fishnet suckings, and a black leather thong underneath.
Mm.
A leather thong? It must get very clammy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Smells clammy, too.
Maybe it's got, like, a breathable fabric on the other side of it, you know, like it's just leather on the outside.
I thought you were gonna say maybe it has a ton of holes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got breathing holes in it.
Yes.
So your coochie can breathe.
It has a bunch of computer case fans in it.
It's a special thong that comes with a shot vac put on reverse. I sat down one of the chairs dispersedly. So did Draco and Vampire.
Man.
Are you okay?
Oh, hello, Onion Bubs.
Vampire asked, potting his albastard hand on mine.
Albastard?
Albastard.
No, that's albastard.
Albastard.
Yeah.
He was wearing black nail polish. I was wearing black nail polish with red crosses on it.
Yeah, I guess,
I said sadly. Draco, yeah, Ebony is a pirate now. Draco also pot his hand on mine sexily. I smiled sadly with my black lipstick.
Bulk.
I hate the fact that you made me do the Russian version of black for every time it's misspelled.
Blick.
Black.
Blick.
Black.
Bulk. The problem is, I have to seduce Volksmart.
Why?
Why do I have to do that? Well, if you'd paid attention to the story up till now, you would know.
Dave, you've read this so many times. How do you not remember?
I don't.
You'll have to go back in time.
Draco started to cry sadly. Vampire hugged him.
It's okay, Bobby.
Bobby? Hey, Bobby?
Bobby?
I'm taking a bit away from the show. I'm going to create Tara Gillespie in
WWF?
Yeah.
Do it. He said, finally, Laza, get out of here. But what about me? Not gonna break, as in the brakes on your car are out, up, or anything, are you?
Of course not, I gasped.
As in
something that is rough.
Yes.
As in sandpaper tongue.
Really?
He asked.
Sure,
I said.
Sure.
We Frenched sexily. Vampire looked at us longingly. Next up is Logan. I don't care who refs you.
No one's powerful enough to ref me.
I will.
Not without Sean here. Sean's the only one who could do it. Then I took off Draco's MCR shrift and seductively took...
No, it's not seductively.
And... I'm not sure how to pronounce that without an I.
Seductively.
Seductively.
Hey, I think my contractor told me that my vents had that problem.
Of his pants. He was hung liquor Stallone.
What?
he was hung like Stallone.
Hey, yo.
Hey,
Stallone.
Hey, she has red streaks in her hair, I think, right?
Or purple. Or
red or purple, I can't remember.
She spray painted her hair purple.
All right, cool, I'll do both.
I do remember that. He had replaced the vampire tattoo that said Anobi on it. Black roses were around it. I gasped. He looked exactly like Gerard Way.
The emotion is just welling up inside of him.
No, that's vomit. Vampire took a video camera. I had said it was okay before. I took off my clothes. Then we were in for the rid of our roof.
Perfect.
We started Frenching.
Oh, no, that's fracking.
No. It's fracking.
Like they're drilling for natural gas?
Yeah, no, that's it's fracking.
We started fracking.
No, fretching is when you're retching, but in a fancy way.
Retching into each other's mouths.
Retching in French.
We started fretching as we climbed into the coffin. He put his Spock in my...
Jim.
You know what.
I don't.
And passively, we did it. I love you, Abobi. Oh, let me feel you. I need to feel you. He screamed as we got an orgasm.
That was quick.
We watched Vampire, filmed everything perfectly.
He has a real eye for cinematography.
Suddenly...
What the fuck are you doing?
Little late for that there, Doombladum.
It was. Snope and Professor McGoggle.
McGoggle, no!
111. Chapter 29.
Welcome to McGoggles. Can I get you a deep submersible suit?
Oh, yes. I would like 15 lutefisk.
No. That's 50 more lutefisk that deserves to be in the world.
Why are you buying lutefisk at the scuba store? A.N. Sot does fuck up. 1-1. Just jealous. Cause Abrams so fuck. 1-1-1-1.
So if you hear rain right now, it's because the Statue of Liberty is crying that something like this came out of America.
Raven, Ura girl, fangs for the help. MCR rocks. 666. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
1-1-1-1.
X's and sixes. Oh my Satan! One, we screamed as we jumped out of the coffin.
Oh my Satan! One!
Snap and Professor McGoonaggle.
Goonaggle.
Yes!
Started to shoot at us angrily. Come now!
Wow.
One.
But it already did!
Preacher McGongle yielded. We did guiltily. We left the room, putting on our clothes. Snoop garbed the caramel and put it in his pocket.
What is he doing in this?
He's garbing the caramel. What do you think he's doing?
He jumped right out of that Kirby mashup and into this story.
Hey, what the fuck? 111. Vampire shouted angrily. Yeah, Buster. What the fuck are you going to do with the fucking camera? Draco demounded. All protective, looking at me longingly with his gothic red eyes. Look.
No, stop telling me to look at things!
Look, Steve.
Steve, listen.
Dumblehore knows your little secret.
Does he now?
And if you do this again, then you will go to St. Mango's. I think that actually, is that the name of the wizard hospital?
No, it's not St. Mango's.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Where's our resident Harry Potter know-abouter?
We don't have one. None of us do.
We need one of those. So give me back the camera. Ha ha ha! The mystery of Mogik thinks he is crazy, and there is no way they will believe him. Snoop laughed meanly. Yes, so shut your mouth, you inlocent fools, yelled Professor McGoggle.
Every time.
It's different every time.
Yep.
She made us come into a weird room with white stones all around. It wasn't stones.
It probably wasn't quite white. Probably off-white.
Yours is an off-white?
No, I'm seeing the weird room with white stones. She made them come into
it. You guys are reading too much into this.
There were all these wearied tools in it.
I'm overriding a certain design aspect of Miss Terra Gillespie. You'll know it when you see it.
Big wanger.
That's not it.
Bigger wanger.
Biggest wanger.
There were all these wearied tools in it. Draco started to cry all sexy and sexative. Get it? Because he's a sex bomb. Lol, Tom fell not rules for lift, but not as mux as Gerard Ursex on legs. I love fucking rock, marry me, 111.
Well,
Next up is David, and then after that's going to be Val, and then after that we have our first guest.
I started to cry tears of blood. It happens, Vampire Chronicles, Raven Sensil One. Vampire took out a black handkerchief.
Honk.
Honk, honk.
Honk.
You know the rules, Steve. No horns.
I'm going to go buy a bike right now and come back and honk it at you.
You're going to have to bike all the way here.
Woof, woof, woof. Started to wipe my red eyes. And then he and Snoop took out guns using magic. They started to shoot each other angrily. None of the ballots.
Just shut up, bro.
None of the ballots gut each otter yet.
Gut on.
Oh, gut on each otter yet. I took out my wand. Crossio! I shouted. Snap stated to scram as he dropped the gun.
There's no ass.
Shit, you're right. Crossio!
I like the dog version of this story better.
Crossio, I shouted. Snap statted to scram. He dropped a gun, but it was too late. Both of them had run out of ballets. I stopped to curse. Professor McGoogle. Professor McGoogle did a spell so that we were all chained up. She took out a box of tools. Then she said, okay, Severus. Severus. Okay, Severus, I'm going to go now. She left. Snap started to laugh evilly. Vampire started to cry. It's okay, Inobi, said Draco. Evergreen will be all right. Remember the Sidio who took of snack. Snake. Shit.
Snake.
Snape laughed again.
Otacon.
And then he took out some whips.
Brother!
Chisholm, stop!
Chisholm, you're not the superior clone.
Why are you calling me brother?
Chapter 30. Author's note. Stop flaming the story, okay? You did not know what's even gonna happen, okay?
Once. But I do. We've read this story many times.
What are we up to, like five now?
You don't. It's changed since then, Steve.
Oh, no.
The story has taken on a life of its own.
It's like the never-ending story, only with shit.
Well, I mean, the never-ending story is shit, but...
Shit. Shit never changes. It's always sticky and brown.
Unless you're malnourished, in which case it's white. And if you have a lot of greens, it's what?
Oh, sometimes it's more green. Sometimes it's more...
If you've eaten a lot of Lucky Charms, it'll also turn green.
And if it's bright pink, you've eaten old blueberry crunch.
If it's bright pink, why are you eating RuPaul?
No, don't eat RuPaul.
No, you're eating blueberry crunch.
If you flam, ooh will be a prep, so all flammers can kiss my ass. Saws for Saws for saying, what? Did she just have a stroke right there?
Maybe.
Either that or you did.
Saying all simmers is dongerous, but that's the mystery's opinion, because society basically sucks. Fangs to Raven, ooh rock bike.
Bick.
Bick.
X's and sixes. No, 1-1, we screamed sadly. Oh, so...
No.
I feel like he's just steamrolling this because he wants to get back to making Terra in wrestling.
Yes.
I have to. It's my thing now. Snap statted loafing meanly.
Not loafing.
That's what it says. He statted loafing meanly.
Yeah. Not loafing.
No loafing.
He took out a camera anvilly. Then he came towards Darko.
Towards.
T-O-R-D-S.
Towards.
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 Towards. Darko. He took some stones out of his poke.
Poke.
And he put the stones around Draco and knit a candle. Presumably out of wax, but who knows.
Hey, doesn't Judy knit?
Yes, she does.
Can she knit me a candle?
I'll ask her when she gets home.
Make sure it's the first thing you say to her when she walks in the door.
Okay, I will. What the fuck are you doing? I shooted Arngrilly.
Yes,
no, Arngrilly.
Word does not compute. Please insert new word.
I shooted Grizzlebees.
Turn left and go to Australia. Snoop laughed meanly.
No, Snoop is a national treasure. He wouldn't do that.
No, he's not.
He's laughing meanly. Snoop's like, hey, 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 hey.
Steve, I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg wasn't in National Treasure. I didn't see the third one, but I don't know.
We did this joke on stream yesterday, too, didn't we?
No, I want John Voight to be replaced with Snoop Dogg.
Yes! Yes, I'm behind this cast chain.
John Voight's like, we have to steal the Declaration of Independence. And then Snoop Dogg's like, yo, buddy, we gotta go snatch up that declaration, know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck is John Voight?
John Voight is Angelina Jolie's dad and was also playing her dad in Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's not funny. John Voight's actually a terrible fucking actor, but he keeps getting parts because he has a weird enough face.
Oh, that dude. He was the president in West Wing, wasn't he?
No, that's Martin Sheen.
Oh, whatever. They look the same.
If Martin Sheen melted, then it would be John Voight.
Martin Sheen slash John Voight.
Oh,
are you,
God.
You want slash of them together? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want...
Because it's like watching two clones make out.
Yeah, but one's the superior clone and one's not.
Well, Christopher Walken videotapes.
Mm, yeah, touch him there. He pulled down his pants. I guessed there was a dork mark on his you-know-what.
So a dork mark, is it a cutie mark or...
You think it's on his flank?
No. See, Logan, in this world, when you get your cutie mark, it tattoos itself on your genitals. So only the most intimately knowledged of you can ever see what your special talent is. Unless you're like me or Logan or Steve and you just whip your dick out whenever it feels good.
Yeah, but last time that would have happened would have been during my quarterly evaluation meeting, and that would have been really bad.
Are you saying you got a hard-on during your quarterly evaluation?
I don't control my emotions, honey. The world just does things to me.
It was just like, well, Steve, you seem to be doing quite well.
Oh, man, I love my perfect performance score. These metrics get me so hard.
The bed gets crinkly with sheets after a while.
The bed gets crinkly when I'm doing my taxes in them.
Yeah.
Ew.
He's like, oh, yeah, let's see what my capital gains are. Anyway, where were we? Fucking... He waved his wand and a knife came up.
Not a knife.
He gave the knife to me. Uma stab vampire, he said to me. If oo don't, then I'll rap Draco.
Snoop, don't do that.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, y'all. This is Snoop coming at you live from Hogwarts. Know what I'm saying? Here we go.
And then he does that song he did for Tekken Tag 2.
That's right. My boy King over here, he got a lion head. Oh, wait, no, that's me.
Also, it's a leopard head.
I know. That's why I said, oh, wait, that's me. Because Snoop Lion. My lyrics are fucking sway, dude.
I think he's Snoopzilla these days, buddy.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking Google it.
He's been a lot of different things.
No, you fucking bastrad. I yielded. But then Dark Drake. Damn, fuck it. But then Dark.
You alright there?
No, I'm having a stroke, Logan.
Again?
But then Draco looked at me sadly with his evil gothic red eyes that looked so depressant and sexy. He looked exactly like a pentagram. Well, I get it because I'm a Satanist.
No.
Do you guys get it? It took me almost three reads to get that joke.
Yeah, I have to go back later and reread it. Otherwise, I'll be up at night thinking about how Snoop Dogg is about to rap Draco. If... no, I'm not going to make a Drake joke. It's stupid.
No, it's too stupid.
Too stupid for me. Between Kurt Cobain and Gerard. But then I looked at Vampire and he looked so smexy too with his gothic black hair. I thought at the time when we screwed and the time I did it with Draco when Dumbledore came in the tame where Draco almost committed suicide and Vampire was so sportive. I made it, I did it.
In college, I was friends with a bunch of music majors, and we had come up with an idea to make a metal album out of phrases from this fic.
Oh.
Oh, my.
And this is all the other names that I can, in good conscience, due to my skin color, say that belong to Snoop Dogg. Snoop Rock, Snoop Doggy Dog, Big Snoop Dogg, Uncle Snoop, Snoop Lion, Snoopzilla, DJ Snoopadelic. Dogfather.
Yes, I love that one.
Coach Snoop and Westfest.
Westfest?
Hey, can I see the expanded list of things you're not comfortable saying?
There's only one that I'm not comfortable saying, but it's on there.
Is it Big Baby Jesus?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I'm...
That's a funny name. The name was Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich? Oh, jeez.
So next up is Val being refereed by the universe.
I'm gonna give her bigger anime titties. I want to give her gigantic trapezius muscles.
I get
muscles.
It, Dave.
You should give her gigantic traps.
All right, I'm going to give her gigantic traps. In fact, I'm just going to make her look like a linebacker from the top of the chest up.
Oh, hell yeah. Just take the Roman Reigns model and put colored hair on it.
All right, let her read.
Snipe laughed angrily. He started to pray, as in bird of prey, to Volksamort. He started to do an incapacitation. Incapacitation dancing around the Stokes, whipping Draco and Vampire. Suddenly an idea I had. She turned into Yoda.
Suddenly an idea I had.
I closed my eyes and using my vampire powers, I sent a telepathetic message to Draco and Vampire so they would destruct Snape. Dumbledore will get who? Draco shouted. No, shooted.
Do-ding.
XX Dumbledore XX has added you on Instant Messenger. Would you like to accept?
Yes.
Yes. And it's just one of those sex cam bots. Hi, B-E-B, come check me out. I'm naked for, some bit.ly link.
It's always a fucking bit.ly link, isn't it?
Yeah, just wait up till that mystery finds out, 1-1. The vampire yelled. Meanwhile, I took out my wand. You ridiculous Oh my god, what? That's word! Dunderhead! 1-1-1.
You dunderheads.
No, dunderhead.
How many extra D's are in there?
There's D-O-N-D-D-E-R-H-E-D. 1-1-1. Snoop yielded. He took off all of Draco's. Draco? Draco? I don't know. Clothes. Just as he was about to rape him, Crozio! I shitted, pointing my wound.
I forgot that was in there.
You forgot about that one?
Yeah.
Snoop scrammed and started running around da room, scramming.
Definitely scramming and not doing anything else.
Meanwhile, I grabbed my black mobile and sent a...
No, that's not Russian enough. You're going to have to try that again.
Blah.
No, what are you doing? What accent is that?
Black. So more like vampire, like Transylvania. Blah. Okay.
Also, holy shit, I didn't know Snoop made a fucking gospel album.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's over 2 hours long.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah, talking about Jesus.
Yeah, it's called Bible of Love, and it was released in March of this year.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Logan.
What?
Who would be a wrestler that Tara Gillespie likes?
Raven.
You're so fucking right, it would be Raven.
Right, but we need a wrestler that people know.
Draco.
Who's the emo Hardy?
Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy, yeah, that one.
He's not in this one, though.
What?
Oh, that looks great. I made it.
Can
put a
we
really
move
fat
on
Finn
with
Balor
the story now?
Meanwhile, I grabbed my black mobile and sent a text to Sirius. I stopped doing Crucio. You dunderheard. 1-1-1.
No, it's Dunderhead.
Oh.
Dunderhead.
Dunderhead. 1-1-1. I'm going to kill. Shoot at Snape, but suddenly Cerberus came. Snake. Put the whip behind his back.
Wait, Jake the Snake?
Yeah, he pulled out his bag.
He came back from the grave and started to wrestle, yeah.
He's not dead, though.
I don't think Jake Snake's dead.
Is Jake the Snake?
No, he's not dead.
No, he's still alive. I thought he was one of the ones that died. Holy shit, he's 63. Wow, he's getting up there.
He old AF.
63 isn't even that old.
For wrestling, that's very old.
Well, he's not still wrestling.
I'm just saying that most wrestlers do not live long.
That's fair. They do love their drugs.
Oh, hello, Sev. I was just teaching them something, he lied. But suddenly, Lucian and Professor Trevelry came into that room, and they and Sirius unlocked the chains and put them around Snap. Then Professor Trevelry said, come on, Ebony, let's go. Oh, wow! They got their name right!
Been a while.
Chapter 31. Anne. I said, shut the fuck up, you queefs.
Queefs?
Queefs.
Queefs.
Oh,
you
got
queefs.
It.
1-1-1. Stop killing Ebony a Mary Sue, okay?
No,
you
that's not
even...
Mary Sue. That's Mary Super User in the Linux system.
Okay, you not even know what's going to happen, okay? So fuck ooh. 1-1-1-1.
To Amazon to order a gong.
Gong.
Thanks to Mu BFF. Raven for D help. 1-1-1-1. X's and sixes and taxes. I always knew you were on Voldemort's side, you son of a bitka. In parentheses, Buffy rocks 111. Sirius said to Snape. No, I'm not. I was teaching them something. One snap clam. Oh, fucking yeah.
Oh, fucking yeah. Yeah, I show you. Yeah.
Fucking yeah. I'll took some black Voldemort serum out of my pocket and gave it to Cerberus. He made Snap D-Yernk. D-I-R-N-K it.
D-Yernk it.
It did Arngrilly. Then Lucius took out a tape recorder and started playing it while he did curses on Snap. Then Professor Sinister and Lucian made us get out with them while Snape told his secretaries. Lucian took Vampure, and Draco to the nurse after thanking me a million times. Professor Trevelry took me to a dark room. Now I was going to go back in time to Sedaus Volxamort. Moving posters of MCR and Rivana were all over. Hermione instead of Hermione.
Yeah, a hernia, exactly.
Yes, hernia, Darkness, and Willow came too. Bloody Mary gave me a black bag from Tom Red's store. What's in the bag? I asked Professor Trevelry.
My order from McGoogles. Finally, we've got our first guest coming in. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
It's Kutsushita.
Hi, it's Kutsushita.
Hi, Kutsushita.
How you doing, buddy?
That's how I'm doing.
You have your delectable bag of licorice to go with whatever you just opened?
Yes, actually.
Fantastic.
That sounded like a bag of trinkets.
Just want to make sure the foley is correct.
Yeah, just get in the mic a little more. We are trying to, you know, piece together an episode of just bad sounds.
Oh, man. So, Logan, you didn't hear him sexily eat licorice into the microphone.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
It's your loss. But we can rectify that.
No, come on, do it for me now.
No, he'll do it for you later.
Aw.
Will I, Steve-O? Will I?
Sure. I mean, I don't control you. You're your own person, man. Do us a favor and read some story.
This qualifies as story?
Read this series of letters arranged, hopefully sequentially. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Okay. Ooh, we'll see, she said. I opened the bag. In it was a sexy, tight, low, smut black leather gothic dress. It had red corset stuff, and there was a silt up da leg. I put it on. My friends helped me put on black fishnets and black pointy boots Willow had chosen.
Pointy boots.
Pointy.
Pointy. Willow and Darkness helped me put on black eyeliner and blood red lipstick. Oh, God.
Can you do this in an American accent? I know you can speak English, but can you speak in an American accent?
Howdy, partner.
Perfect.
There you go.
Howdy, partner. You look fucking kawaii, bitch.
Yeah! I'm so hard.
Well, you're the only one, Steve-O. Bloody Mary said. Fangs, I said. Okay, now you're going to go back in Tim.
Everybody drink for back in Tim. That joke is so old now.
What's the most gothic country that's not Transylvania?
That's not a country.
Oh, Romania.
Romania, all right, cool. She's from Romania. She is egotistical and disrespectful. And a bit cowardly.
So glad you're still doing this.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, go back in Tim.
Oh, I don't want to. Said Professor Sinister, you will have to do it in a few sessions. She gave me a block gun. I put it in a strap on my fishnets, like in Redisnet Evil. It's not just evil, it's evil. Then she gave me a black time turner. Tuner. Time tuner.
With MCR and GC on it.
Oh, no.
After an hour use, da time turner to go back here.
Time torsion, Al.
It's only time. It can take it. Professor Travelry said. Then she and Bloody Mary put a pensive in front of me. Everyone went in front of it. Good luck, one. Everyone shouted.
They shooted.
Shooted. Oh, they shooted. Dang it. I'll have to do that again for you. Everyone shooted.
That's a lot of sexy trills.
Darkus and Willow gave me deaths. Touchsin Then...
Thank you, my love.
Is that the $35 bag of Taco Bell?
Yes.
Yes!
Rejoice!
Where is this bag? Post a picture.
No.
Too busy eating. I jumped sexily into the pensive. Suddenly, I was informed of the school. In front of me was one of the sexiest goth guys I had ever seen. He was wearing long black hair, kinda like Mikey Way, only black. He had grin eyes like Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joe Hamstring.
You know the guy.
Billy Joe Gerstung.
All right.
Pale whip skin. He was wearing a black ripped up suit with Vans.
Ugh. Wait, why wear a suit if you're just gonna fuck it up with wearing Vans?
That's just gothic style, man. It was Tom Bombadil. 1111. Chapter 32. Author's note. I said Step Fleming. I know his name isn't Tom Bombadil, but was a mistake.
I made the mistake of Googling the word gothic, and this is the first image result.
Hey, quick question, Steve. What the fuck?
Number one, shoop et hot topic only. Two, Mac gothic puns all of the TM. Three, fook a bye guy.
What's with the body of this little character?
Oh, with the vagina that's down where the knees should be?
Yeah.
It looks like one of those brats character things.
Yep, gothic brats. PMS every day of the week.
Have you seen one of her arms where it starts at the...
It's coming up from her hip!
It's coming
yes!
up
from him! Oh my god!
What? What? How? Like, that's more horrific than this text here.
This picture fucking rules.
If who did not lick the story... Then who can go screw herself? 1111111. Usak! 1111111. Obligatory sprinkler. 666.
You have a weird sprinkler.
Look, those are Dutch sprinklers, okay? Don't judge. We sprinkle differently, okay? We're special.
Okay.
Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?
Hi, I said flirtily. I'm in no be way the new student.
And also a Jedi.
I shook my pale hands with their black noil polish with him.
Moil.
Noil.
Whale.
The name's Tom, he said, but ooh, can call me Satan.
Wow, you really just jumped on that one. He's like, I could go for anything, like Lucifer, Beelzebub. Nah, I'm just going to go straight from Prince of Darkness territory.
Also Tom.
Yep.
Wait,
keep it simple.
So, here's the thing. I know that the author is not clever enough to make a Tom Walker and the Devil or the Devil and Tom Walker reference, but I'm going to insert that in there because I want it to be a case of, you know what, this author is a bit well-read. That's the end. I have nothing else to add.
That's my middle num. Whose middle name is that? That's a weird middle name.
David, what's your middle name?
McDonald's.
Well,
that sounded pretty similar.
Steve-O, what's your middle name?
McDonald's.
Oh, god damn it. We shook hands. Well, come on, we have to go upstairs, Satan said. I followed him. Hey, Satan, do you happen to be a fan of Grande? Since Sir and Evanescence don't exist yet, then, I asked. Oh my fucking god, how did you know? Satan gasped.
I always imagine Grande to be more like punk before they got popular. Is it me?
Yeah, but punk is very popular with goth.
Oh, this is a lovely picture.
Let's see it.
Ah! Oh! How can her waist support her body?
I gave her beefy linebacker shoulders. Itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
She looks like one of those mismatched humans from Mars Attacks.
Yep.
I told you, I had to go a little off-model for this one because the game demanded it. Also made her manager Totino's man.
All right, can we get back to the story? We got lots of people who want to read.
They want to?
Yes.
A quick question, Dave. What does that say on her head? Because I can't make it out.
I'm still looking at the angles.
Actually, I like GC a lot, too. Get it? Because GC, that song, I just want to live, that's sounded really 80s. OMG, me too, I replied happily.
And thank you very much, Kutsu. I'm assuming you'll be going to bed after this?
Yeah, before everyone had a turn, I am way, way asleep. But I will eat some licorice for you.
Oh, please do it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. It's Wooly's turn. Hello, Wooly.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Wooly.
Hello.
First time on the show. We're sorry we're breaking your hymen in such a public setting.
No, you're cool. It's...
Oh my god, somebody finally said that I'm cool! Yeah!
No, you're not cool, Steve.
Okay. I rescind my insinuation of cool.
Guess what? They have a concert in Hogsmeade, Satan whispered. Hogsmeade, I asked? Yeah, that's what they used to call it in these times before it became Hogsmeade in 2000, he told me all secretively. And there's a really cool shop called Hot Topic, I finished, happy again. He frowned confusedly. New is called Hot Issue, he smelled sk-tivitly again. Then in 1998, they changed it to Hot Topic, he moaned.
That's not true. That's not the timeline of Hot Topic at all.
We went over this!
Oh, now everything was making sense for me. So is Dumbledore your prince pill, I shouted. Uh-huh, he looked at his black nails. I'm in Slytherin.
Oh, lower the volume just a tiny, tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
Oof, Schmidt too.
Oh my gosh, that's so much better.
Hey, Shrikdid, you go to this skull? Get it? Because I'm gothic, he asked. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm new. I smelled happily. Suddenly, Dumbledore flew in on his broomstick and started shredding at us angrily. No talking in the halls. He had short blonde hair and was wearing a polo shirt from American Ogle Outfitters. Stupid goths. Satan rolled his eyes. He is so mean to us goths and punks just because we are in Slytherin and we're not preps. I turned around angrily. Actually, I think maybe it's because you're the Bark Lord. Woof.
Woof, 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 woof.
Chasm, add your woofs.
WTF, he asked angrily. Oh, nothing, I said sweetly. Then suddenly, the floor opened. Umfkno, I screamed as I fell down. Everyone looked at me weirdly. Hey, where are you going? Satan asked as I fell. I got out of the hole and it was back in a pensive in Professor Trevoli's classroom. Dumbledum was there. Dumbledore, I think I just met you, I said.
Thank you very much. If you're still around when we come back again, we'll bring you back. That was so fast. The Kutzer took like 15 minutes and you took two. And now it's time to bring in resident meme lord Pope Sloth, who will still never depose tomorrow's memes, aka Jugekin.
No, you can't. I'm too cutting edge.
I feel honored that I am the meme lord.
No, you're not. Logan is still the meme lord. He is undeposed.
Undeposited.
Number two's not too bad, though.
Okay, there we go.
There we go, what?
I had the thing in the other channel, and I was listening to that, and I got confused.
So you heard double us.
I had no idea what was happening. Good God, this is long. Still loading, still loading.
Still scrolling, still being David, because David's muted.
I'm only muted because I'm eating right now. I'll rejoin the fun.
And you know what's wonderful? When I get your raw recording, I get to listen to you sexily eat all of that Taco Bell.
Oh, good. Then you'll hear all of the other things that are going on in my show.
Crunch, crunch. What, Dave, did you think that just muting yourself in Discord would prevent us from knowing you're having sex?
No, but it's nice to know Steve is still the perv I fell in love with.
Donald Pleasance, less than three.
No, I have no idea how I even got you.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
I'm messing with you.
Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? I don't even know how I got here. Sir, will you please sign the paperwork signing over your house? I don't even know how I got here.
Wait, I owned a house?
I don't even know what a house is.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Dumbledore said, trying to be all gothic. Sinister came in. Hey, this is my classroom. Wait, WTF and
Inobi.
Yep. Inobi.
Inobi. What the hell are you doing? I looked at her. Oh,
she looked at me. And I looked at her.
And I looked at him. And he looked at me.
And he said, I don't even know how I got here.
WTH, how? Ask me, I'm forgetting. She was a teacher for a second. But she's a goth, so it's okay. Professor Sinister looked sad. I was drinking Voldemort. What?
Yeah, Voldemort serum. Voldemort serum.
Voldemort
That's
serum.
That's a lot easier than I was expecting.
Well, you see, it's like the super soldier serum from Captain America, but it makes you have no nose.
No, it's just Voldemort cum.
Would you take the super soldier serum if it made you have no nose?
Yes.
Yeah, I would. Because if I looked like Christopher Evans,
You wouldn't look like Christopher Evans.
You know what? Even without a nose, I'd still have that bod, all right?
Okay, so yeah, okay.
Step off my giant Ripley muscles and also no nose.
You can put a mask.
You can get surgery to get a nose again.
Yeah.
Oh, you could be like, you could have the Bane mask on.
Or what? Is one of the side effects is I can't get surgery to get a nose again?
What you do is you get some of those Groucho Marx glasses with the mustache and nose.
Honestly, this would fulfill my dream of being Krillin. I just want to be the strongest human on Earth and also have no nose.
Hold up. Brain blast.
Oh, no.
Kapow.
The super soldier serum can give you no nose because look at the red skull.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he took super soldier serum.
He did. It's established in Captain America 1.
Is it?
Yeah. Go watch it. He'll be like, I am Hugo Weaving and I have taken the super soldier serum and now have no nose.
He also had no face, but...
Yeah.
Isn't that because that serum amplifies, like, everything?
Wait, no, it doesn't amplify the fact that he didn't have a nose. Turns out, at age 6, I was born without a face.
You were born at age 6?
She started to cry, black tears of depression. Dumbledore didn't know about them. Hey, are you crying tears of blood? He asked curiously, tooching a tear. Fuck off! We both said, and Dumbledore took his hand away. Professor Sinister started crying again in her chair, sobbing limpid tears. OMFG!
There's that limpid again.
Yep. Limp tears.
How do you have limp tears?
Some people have limp tears.
Yeah.
They just sort of flop down.
Yes.
Yeah. That's because they're not working out their tear muscles enough.
Them tear ducts.
So you're saying I should cry more?
Yeah.
I guess.
Takes practice, okay?
OMFG, Inobi. I think I'm addicted to Voldemort serum. Wait, what does AM stand for again?
Author's note.
Author's note. See, you fucking props! Go fuck yourselves!
Your silks is...
Oh, it's like, that's serious issues. Go to hell. 1112. I said shut up, it's Newt, my fault. Okay, if you don't like the story, then you're a prep. So fuck your flavors! P.S. I'm not updating until you give me 5 god reviews.
5.
And this Tim, I mean it. You suck. Thanks, Raven, for the help. Promise to help you with your story, lols. XXXX666XXXX. Oh my fucking god. I shouted sadly.
Shooted.
Shooted.
Pew pew.
Oh, I shooted sadly. Should we get to St. Monga's beach? Hell no, she said. Listen, Igagi, I need your help. Next time you go back in time.
Next Tim.
And Tim.
Yeah, double Tim.
Next Tim, you go back in Tim. Do you think you could ask Tom Anderson for some help?
Who the fuck is Tom Anderson?
No idea.
Oh, I can answer this. I can answer this. It is Neo from The Matrix. Huh. And before you think I'm bullshitting you.
No, his name is Thomas Anderson.
That's right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, whoa, nobody.
Nobody?
So I said, sadly, I went outside the door. Draco was there. He was wearing a big black GC t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Oh, t-shirt, which is his panamas. Hey, sexy, I said. Reading this, all I can think of is Australian accent of, you fucking want me? I swear to me, mom.
Yep. All right, Steve-o, stop posting pictures of yourself.
No, I can't. I have to stroke my ego.
That's high.
All right, thank you very much for reading. I hope you enjoyed your time here. If you're still around when we're done, then we'll bring you back.
Bye, everybody.
And he's gone. And he's back. Well, different he. Hello.
Hello, Scout.
Scoot.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Wait, me?
Yes, you!
Yes,
no,
you.
The people I've been talking to for the last hour and 15 minutes. Of course you!
Okay.
Are you nervous? Because you should be!
No!
We will send this to everyone, you know.
We will send this to every one of your employers, all family and friends, and post it on a billboard that rotates somewhere on 95.
Wait, why would it rotate on 95?
The worst part about it is there will also be a test.
Sorry, I just realized that like I had both.
Yeah, that's apparently a thing, is that you get overwhelmed by double the us. Now can I go back to posting pictures of myself, Val?
No.
I don't know.
How'd it go, Anna B? He asked, and his voice was so sexy and low, kind of like Gerard Way when he's talking. Fine, I responded. We stared to go back into da dorm.
Scout, I hate to abandon you in the middle of this read, but I gotta go take the dog out.
Oh.
Be strong.
Okay.
What do you mean? I just took her out half an hour ago.
I have to take her out again.
She just pooped. Pooped!
She's a pooping machine.
I know.
How far did oo go with Satan? Draco asked jealously. Not too far, lol. I borked.
Bork,
bork, bork,
bork, bork.
Will you have to do it with him? Draco asked anxiously. I hopped not too far, 111. I shouted angrily. Then I felt bad for shooting at him. Not with a gun. I said, sorry, we Frenched.
Yep.
Wow. What happened to Snipe? I growled. Who will see? Draco giggled mistressly.
Ooh,
how do you giggle mistressly?
That's a good question. Okay.
He opened a door. Snop and Lumpkin were there, 11.
Oh no, not Fuzzy Lumpkins.
Yep.
Sirius was pokering them by staging them with a black neef. No, please! 1111. Lumpkin bagged as Sirius started to soak his blood. I laughed statistically.
Ha, ha, ha.
I talked some photons of him.
Wow.
And Snop being torqued.
Torqued.
My inner English major is crying.
Torqued? Apply torque or twisting force too.
Yeah, no, they're twisting them.
Okay, I know this is men, but think about it. People, they are... What?
Pedos.
Pedos.
Pedos and Snap tried to rap... Oh, wow. Rap them. And new way, Sadits Rock. Has anyone seen Shark Attack 3? Lols.
I think it's Shark Attack 3.
Okay, I just read that line. I have no clue what it means.
Have you seen Shrek Attack 3?
Shrek Attack.
We took some of Snipe's blood, then... Draco and I went back to our rooms. We sat on my gothic black coffin. My cloves, garlic cloves apparently,
yep,
were kind of dirty, so I put on a black leather outfit thingy. Kind of like das one Suellen has in Andre World.
No idea.
If you haven't heard of it, then... Folk Ooh 111. I still need to see in the world. Anyway.
Andre World.
I love that. Andre the Giant did wonderful in that leather suit.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, it was quiet without you. It was kind of scary.
Really?
I was making a drink. I'm sorry.
I put on some black platform high heels. Darko put on Desolation Livers.
Would it be a faux pas of me to start playing Overwatch mid-broadcast?
Yes.
Yes.
By... MCR. Then we started to take of each other's clothes.
She just dressed up. Why? What?
You don't dress up for foreplay?
No. Well,
nothing turns me on quite like putting on clothes and taking them back off again.
No, I don't really dress up for foreplay.
I talk of his shits.
Gross. Gross.
You know, she was just taking a toke of his shit, man. Taking a little smoke.
No!
Ew. Poop is not for smoking.
Tell that to the kids who smoke Jankum.
Put that on somebody's obituary.
And he had a six-pack, lols. We started to mock out Lick and Dagrudge.
In the Grudge.
I don't remember there being a makeout scene in The Grudge. Like,
they made out in that.
I imagine it's just any scene with Bill Pullman.
I don't think Bill Pullman was in The Grudge.
Yes, he was. Go watch.
I only saw the Japanese version. He put his wetness in my uno-watt sexily. I gut an orgy.
Wow, as in gutting a fish. So she got an entire orgy. Wow, that got bloody.
That's gotta be pretty violent.
Oh, man, you know what? We were just talking about how Jake the Snake doesn't look good for his age. Look how good Bill Pullman looks for 64.
Well, you know, Bill Pullman also didn't do wrestling. The closest thing he did was wrestle with the economics of having to be president when aliens attack.
Oh, Draco. Let's see. Fuck it, I can't count it. 1111111111.
You can just say 111 instead. That's fine.
We appreciate your enthusiasm and commitment to the bit, though.
Yes, we do.
Oh, me fucking good Draco 1111. I screamed passively as he got an eructation. Screamed passively.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a crappy orgasm.
What's an eructation?
I think that's that thing that Steve-O did.
Oh, eructation. A belch.
He belched or did his dick belch?
I don't know.
He belched up that baby goo.
I love Utaibori. He whispered sexily and then we fell ass pleep lol. Chapter 34. A.N. Shut the fuck up, Prebs. 1111. Have you even read this story? We have. It's just really bad. Who are Proly Al just Preps and Posers? So fuck you. 111. Fangs to Raven for da help one. Lots of X's. X, 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 X. 666 XXXXXX. I woke up in da coffin de next day. Draco was gone. I got up and put on a black tight sexa. That was all ripped at da end. There was red corset stuff going up da front and da back, and it came up to my knees. There was a slit in da dress, lick in Mr. and Mr. Simth. Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mr. and Mr. Simth.
I'm Mr. Simpson.
I too am Mr. Simpson.
Yes, now we together are Mr. Simpson.
Thank you very much, Scout. We'll bring you back if you're still here.
Thank you.
It's Epidel.
Hello.
Hello.
Didn't we talk to you like earlier in the week?
Yeah, I did my re-recording on Monday.
God, Monday seems like it was such a long time ago.
It does.
God.
It was a long time ago.
Mostly because I've been listening to you guys nonstop on the side. I've been editing in every waking fucking moment.
I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly. I am also sorry.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
I pot on ripped block fishnets and block stilton boats.
Boats!
Suddenly, Sorius cocked on the door. I opened it. Hi, Ebony, he said.
Ibony.
Ibony, he said. Guess what? You have to come to Professor Sinistor's office. Okay, I said in a depressed voice. I had wanted to fook Draco, or maybe lessen to MCR, or Evanescence. I came anyway. So what the fuck happened to Snipe and Lupin? I asked Sorius flirtily. I fucking tortured them, he answered in a sadistic way.
Jeez.
They are in Abkhazian now, lol. I laughed evilly. Where are Draco and Vampira, I muttered.
Sex change.
They are excused from school today. Sodomize moaned sexily.
You go from serious to sodomize.
I mean, you can take sodomy very seriously. You can have some intense fucking sodomy, man.
I know that, but...
It's just a real hardcore Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You said hard.
right now they are watching Nightmare Before Xmas.
Wait, it wasn't out back in the 80s.
This wasn't written in the 80s!
They're not back in the 80s anymore?
I thought they went back in 10.
No, they're back in the David, present. They went back in time, but then they came back forward in time.
They went back to the future.
They haven't gone back in any actual time. They're just inside of a person.
No, they did.
No, they did go back in time.
They went back in Tim, and then they had to come back.
Oh.
That was when she met Tom?
Yeah, that's when she met Tom Bombadil.
Yeah.
Oh.
Satan.
All right, where the hell is the wiki for My Immortal?
There's a wiki.
I'm pretty sure there is.
There probably is. There's a wiki for everything. We have a wiki, for God's sake.
There is a Wikipedia page for My Immortal.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 8 subsections! Oh, gosh.
We went into the office. Professor Sinister was there. She was wearing a gothic block dress that was all ripped all over. It kind of licked the one Amy Lee wears in this pic. Parentheses, http://.
Show us the pic.
She was drinking some Voxemort serum. She went out the pensive and the time torner. NOB, you will have to do another session now. Also, I need U to get me the cure for being addicted, she said sadly. Good luck, Fangs! And then I jumped into the Princive again. Suddenly, I looked around. I was in the grate, as in a cheese grater, hall, eating Count Chorkula.
Chorkula, yes.
It was morning. I was sitting next to Satan. On a table was a tall, gothic man with long, block hair, pale skin, and blue eyes, wearing a suit and block Cronvress shoes. He looked just like Charlin Manson. I noticed he was drinking a portent. Who's he, 1-1, I asked. Oh, that's Professor Slutborn, Satan said.
What?
Wait a minute, how did you find my alternative ego?
He's the portents teacher, Ebony.
Portents?
Yeah, I asked. Did you know that Marilyn Mason is playing in Hogsmeade tonight? And they are showing The Exorcist at the movies before that.
Not The Exorcist! That's my worst nightmare.
A true horror
Sorry,
movie.
Sorry, is for days. For days.
You guys are moving too fast. I can't even stop, like, paying attention, you know? Thank you very much, Epidel. You know the drill. We'll bring you back if you're still here.
All right. Glad to be here.
Uncle.
And now the other brother.
Brother.
Scar, brother. Read this fan fiction.
Long live the fic.
Yes, that needs to be a shirt.
Let me add it to the ideas.
Absolutely. How are you doing tonight, Mary?
I'm all right. It's much colder in my apartment than it is outside.
Oh, absolutely. It was gross. When I got to my car after work today, it was 103 degrees in it.
Yeah, it's only like 90 here, but I was outside all day.
Yeah, fuck it. I hate this shit, man.
Put your feet up, relax, grab a drink, and let's roll. You're on page 43.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, want to the number, go to the number, da contort with, and da movie with me.
Contort, yes, I would like to go learn how to be a contortionist with you.
You're not going to be very good.
Nope. Ah, my shoulder displaced. Ow.
Sounds like me. Chapter 35, Goss of Ooh, A-N, Fangs to Susie for da idea one. You rook. Fook of preps 1111111. Fangs to Raven for D help you rock girl 1. P.S. I'm gong.
Bomb.
Gong to end destroy really sun. So
God, I wish that were true.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Well, it kind of was, but
it really, really wasn't.
Isn't it like 40 something chapters?
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that. I mean, we've got 66 pages, so
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Ooh.
That is the most understated comment of the night.
Ooh.
And if you know any gothic nams, please tell me, cause I need one for Sirius.
Yep. Because Sirius Black is not gothic enough.
No. You gotta make it Gary Oldman. One Fangs. A lot of X's. 666. A bunch of more X's. I went into the number, the con men room, thinking of Satan. Suddenly, I gasped. Draco was there, 1-1-1. I grasped. He locked as
hard as... Heard you say grasped.
No, not grass.
I know, that's not what it says, but that's what I heard.
Grass.
Steve-o, turn your old ears up.
Turn your old ears
Hold
up,
on.
Steve.
Let me try turning my... Ow! 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 Ow!
Not literally.
I can't turn my ears, Logan. I'm sorry. We're going to have to divorce.
I'll just have to bring the axe over if we can turn your ears.
Don't turn me into one of your G.I. Joes that had sex with the female Bionicle.
He locked as hut as Eva, wearing black leather pants, a black Lonkin Prack t-shirt, and black eyeliner.
Hang on, I gotta put some Lonkin Prack on to get in the mood.
No, it's Lonkin Prack.
Oh man, can we just do a cover album of Linkin Park midis with Tim the Toolman Taylor's grunts?
Well, I don't know. I've heard the entirety of the 2016 Doom soundtrack with Tim Allen grunts.
I'm sure Mick Gordon was very proud of that.
Seems the kind of guy who might find that funny. Draco, what the fuck are you dong? 1-1-1-1-1-1. I gasped. Huh?
What?
He asked. Then I remembered. Rembred.
Remembered.
Remembered.
I remembered.
It wasn't Draco. It was Lucan. Lucan?
Lucan. Lucan.
Test your might.
Kano.
Liu Kang.
Raiden. Johnny Cage.
Anobi.
Scorpion. Sub-Zero.
Lupin.
Snap.
Gerard Way.
Gerard Way.
It is Gerard Way. It's Gerard Way. Gerard Way. Gerard Way. Woo! I actually went into Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's close. It's close.
Yeah.
They are very close. Go listen to Mortal Kombat and then listen to Twilight Zone by 2 Unlimited.
Yeah, there's a song by 2 Unlimited that also sounds like that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Space Jam.
Not Space...
No.
That's Quad City DJs.
No, it's Space Jam.
Space Jam by Space Jam. He still had two arms. Oh, hi, Lucian. One, I said. I'm Ebony, spelled right.
Oh, your dog was trying to eat one of the packets of dye.
That's not good.
I put it on the counter over there.
Also, that's a lie. The Quad Cities are a region of 5 cities. That is a lying name.
That is a super lie.
Yeah.
Like, I've based my entire life on the Quad City DJ tenets of Wham Bam and Thank You Slam. And now you're telling me that it's a Quint City DJs instead?
It's Quint Cities, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, so what are those cities?
It's a region of 5 cities in Northwest Illinois and Southwest Iowa, Davenport and Bettendorf in Iowa, and Rock Island, Moline, and East Moline in Illinois.
Those aren't real places.
Who cares about these 5 random cities in America? No one's even heard of any of these cities.
I think we're getting to the point that the Quad City DJs basically played in bumfuck America.
Yes.
I guess it sounded better than the Davenport City DJs.
Please welcome the Davenport DJs. That's still better than the East Moline DJs.
What the fuck is East Moline?
Yo, what up, East Moline?
Oh!
Yo, dog, he said that place where we're from, all 6 of us.
Thank you, bartender, for being here tonight.
Yeah, boy. Yo, let me get some whiskey.
He doesn't say anything. You just spray seltzer water at you angrily.
That's what we like here at the One City DJs.
I'm Ebony, spelled correctly. The new student, lol. We shook hands. Yeah, Satan told me about you, Lucian said. He pinted to a group of sexy gothic guys.
Mm. 3 X's.
3 X's.
So they're porn stars.
Epidel, the Barbershop 5 quartet, parentheses, with 6 members.
No. No. Words have meaning.
Not in Bobobo, they don't.
Words don't mean things in Iowa.
Which is not where the Quad City DJs are from.
Also, the band Slipknot.
Are they also from Iowa?
And have named an album after it.
Really?
Yes, their second album is Iowa because they are from Iowa and it has a goat on the front.
That's incredible, I think, maybe.
It's a big picture of a goat's face.
I don't really care for Slipknot.
No, most people don't at this point. I don't think they do.
Yeah, they're like, man, we don't even like ourselves. Let's just retire. And then they did.
Oh, yeah, that's why the lead singer has like two other bands.
Yeah, the cost of living, like DJ Starscream is just like, yo, man, I got enough money to never have to do that stupid thing again, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Robots in disguise.
Do you think those masks stink?
I bet they do.
Yes.
I mean, like,
I hope they wash them after every show.
They don't strike me as Daft Punk, who get like a new mask every few years or so.
Actually, the Slipknot guys did for a bit get new masks every couple years.
Yeah.
They just vomited in it too much.
Yeah. They were sitting in a corner cutting. It was Sirius, Vampire's dad, and Snap of Snap, Pop, and Pop fame. All of them were wearing black eyeliner and black good Shraludy band shirts.
Shraludy, my favorite Shrek character.
He's in the deleted scenes.
Thanks. I appreciate you helping me out on that joke.
I'm sure that Shraludy is also a city in fucking Iowa.
Well, let's look it up.
Shraludy, Iowa, home of the Slipknots.
Listen, I'm in a goth band with those guys, he said. We're playing tonight.
Guys.
No.
What's he doing? I need to know what he's doing.
What's he doing? There's a town called Shraludy, Iowa.
No! It can't be possible!
You have got to be fucking kidding me!
Shraludy, Iowa!
Shraludy. Beautiful.
We're playing tonight at the Marilyn Mason show as backup.
Oh, really?
I asked. Yeah, he said. We're called X Black X Tier X.
Oh, yeah.
That's also our screen name.
Yeah. Follow us on MySpace.
No, we're going way back. Follow us on purevolume.com.
That sounds like a porn site.
It wasn't. My band had a fucking Pure Volume site, man.
Pure Volume sounds like a site you would go on for, like, gratuitous, voluminous cum shots.
You guys didn't know I was part of a punk band just called... never mind.
Called what?
No, never mind.
No, called what?
No, never mind.
Steve,
no,
what was your...
tell us now.
Was it voluminousCumShots.org?
No, it was a punk band called Common Authority Blows.
Hang on. Let's find out if voluminouscumshots.org is a thing.
Common Authority?
Yeah.
What about Uncommon Authority?
What have you done since then? Like, have y'all written any number one jams?
Literally nothing. I was 17 when the band dissolved.
Hey, Steve.
Sounds to me like you didn't hold them together.
No one's claimed voluminouscumshots.org. Can we get it?
Oh, no. I got a better one. Voluminouscumshots.info.
Okay, let me check that, too.
I play Teg Gutter.
The gutter, my favorite instrument.
Hello, gutter, my old friend. I'm here to puke in you again.
Nope, we can get that one, too.
I just imagine the things on the side of a house just pulls a beam off and starts trying to play it.
How about clownpenis.info?
Spartacus plays da drums, he said, pointing to him.
Snap plays Spartacus!
The boss. Straight from, what is it, Rome?
I guess.
Snap plays the boss. And Jane plays the guitar to even foe. We call him Samaro after Samara in Da Ring.
I was going to say, like, if he plays the boss, does that mean he's Merkel from Who's the Boss?
Yes. Hey, bastards. I told...
Hey! That's not nice! Wow. We're hosting you!
Rude!
I told them they gave me a death's touch sin.
Tuch, as in Tuchus.
I should be able to do
my
that.
My favorite ability.
Suddenly, I gasp again. But don't you have a lead singer?
But don't you have a lead singer? It's not a question.
But don't you have a lead singer? I ask.
No, stop going up at the bottom. It's not a question.
It is not a question.
Lucian looked down sadly.
Looked Dawn.
Lucian looked Dawn sadly. They looked at the horizon and just wept. We us too, but she did.
let's but go over that sentence one more time.
Yep.
We us too, but she did.
But she did.
Yes.
The next sentence is way better.
Yes.
So
we us too, but she did.
She contempted suicide. by silting her wrists.
With very nutritious dirt.
Yes.
Gotta get that extra loamy stuff.
Yeah.
That's how she panned for gold.
In her wrists.
That sounds awesome. Let's do that. Logan, get some gold. I want to put it in my wrist so you can pan for it.
But Dave, Steve won't let us talk about gold, which is the time-tested currency that goes down on the show.
Right, but you see, if we put it in our wrist, he can't stop us because then it's a part of us.
He has one more goddamn line!
Oh my fucking god, 1-1. That's so fucking sad, one, I gasped.
Thank you so much, Miri. Appreciate your time on here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And remember, don't invest in gold.
I will remember that.
Yeah, gold is currently the time-tested currency that is going down, much like any kind of currency at the moment, because everything sucks.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You caught him!
What were you saying?
What? Oh, no.
And I made him go away again.
Steve-O, you're terrible!
Can you stop cutting people off?
Never!
You the worst, you big worsel.
We'd like to thank all of our patrons on Patreon, especially our genital guardians. Seraph Ordobin, Mana, Pope Slot XVII, Hepidel, Samantha, Afrohawk, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Niami Rose, Chris Chalfont, Joshua Burns Rivera, Eric Lemieux, Samuel Flynn, Discus, Stephen Sickle, Evan Bomel, Michael Fouch, Shaded Spryer, Disden Plays, Mary, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, The Waffle. Stay tuned for the next episode of My Immortal.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.